Okay, a little bit of a follow-up to the last talk, but a different approach. So I was looking at the question of whether organic matter sorption can improve phosphorus bioavailability, and that would be phosphorus that's desorbed from goethite. So we did that, looked at that question using a plant bioassay approach. We were growing tomato seedlings for 5 weeks and then harvesting them, looking at biomass production and phosphorus uptake. And they were growing in these small pots that contained auger, and in the auger was dispersed the goethite. And the goethite had iron sorbed on it, and some of the treatments had organic matter presorbed before the goethite had phosphorus sorbed on it, and some of the treatments had organic matter presorbed before the phosphorus was sorbed. The plants were accessing all their phosphorus then from the sorbed phosphorus on the goethite. We were supplying them with nutrient solution, but it contained no phosphorus. Okay, so show you some of the data. Tell you a little bit more about how we pre-treated the goethite, and then show you the plant bio data, the bioassay data. So in the upper left-hand corner is the carbon that was sorbed on the goethite, and we were using 6 different types of organic matter, so corn, wheat, soybean, manure from beef cattle, manure from horses, and compost. So the same 6 materials. I don't have them written on the x-axis here, but they're in the same order. So you can see the first 3 materials, the carbon sorbed more strongly, or more carbon sorbed from those materials as compared to the manure and compost carbon. In each case, we were extracting those materials with water, so it was a soluble carbon phase that we were looking at, and the plant residue carbon sorbed more than the other types of materials. So that those materials, this goethite had no phosphorus on it. We're just looking at carbon sorption. And then we also looked at phosphorus sorption with no carbon in the system. We constructed a phosphate sorption isotherm, and from this data, modeled it with a Langmuir sorption equation. From this data, we picked a low phosphorus loading rate and a high phosphorus loading rate. So we took the goethite, exposed it to one of the 6 organic matter materials for 24 hours, and then sorbed each of those fractions with either a low level of P sorption or a high level of P sorption. And here is the P sorption data. The first 2 bars, the blue and red bars, are with no organic matter presorbed onto the goethite, and the blue numbers are the low, refer to the low level of P sorbed, and the red numbers the high level of P. So looking at the low levels with no organic matter, the goethite sorbed about 0.6 milligrams with no organic matter, and then looking over here, in each case, presorbed organic matter on the goethite reduced that sorption a little bit, about 19%. And that was significant, a significant reduction in P sorption due to organic matter at the low P loading. A little bit different story at the high P loading. The red numbers and the red bars are the high P loading. With no organic matter present, about 7 milligrams of phosphorus sorbed, and the organic matter sources did not significantly reduce P sorption at the high level of P. So then we took all these treated goethites, suspended them in the auger, and grew the plants for 5 weeks, harvested the plants, and I show you phosphorus uptake in this graph. Yield looked pretty similar, biomass looked pretty similar, so I didn't present that. Here's phosphorus uptake. The first thing you can see is at the low P loading, we got less P uptake. At the high P loading, we got higher levels of P uptake. So looked as though the plants were able to successfully access some of the phosphorus, and when they had more phosphorus sorbed on the goethite, they grew more. We had more P uptake, and that was a significant effect, the effect of P loading. In the case of organic matter, none of the organic matter treatments made a difference at any either low P loading or high P loading. So the organic matter wasn't significant. We got pretty much the same result no matter what kind of organic matter we presorbed on there. So this just sums up that information. No significant effect of carbon loading on total biomass or on P uptake. The higher P loading treatments resulted in significantly greater biomass and P uptake. a number of studies, experimental and computational, have suggested that phosphate tends to bond strongly with goethite, interspheric coordination. The soluble organic matter that we were extracting from these natural materials, probably outer sphere bonding, weaker bonding, and didn't effectively displace any phosphorus. One of the reasons we undertook this study is there are a number of studies in the literature just looking at model organics that suggest that there is a competitive interaction between some of the low molecular weight organics and phosphate for sites on goethite. We didn't seem to see that with the natural organic matter.